It's December 3rd. The Melbourne Olympics were on at this time in 1956, and it was on this day that Aussie swimming legend Murray Rose won the first of his three golds.
This looks like a gold medal for Australia, and Rose touches first.
Peter Garrett quit as the lead singer of Midnight Oil after 25 years in 2002. 2 years later, he was the ALP member for the seat of Kingsford Smith.
I chose to join Mark Latham and Labor after working for many years on issues that meant a lot to me. The environment, Indigenous affairs, human rights.
And still on politics, Christina Keneally became New South Wales' first female premier after a leadership spill in 2009.
We're fighting for fairness for families here in New South Wales, and that's what we believe in.
Birthdays. Ozzy Osbourne, the former lead singer of Black Sabbath, is 71. He went on to star with his family in their own reality TV show.
So I used to be like, if you can't, you can't do it. Now you can't.
Starship lead singer Mickey Thomas is 70. Do you remember the Elvin Bishop hit Fooled Around and Fell in Love? Well, that was Mickey. He then went on to join Starship and have hits like this. Mike Stock, one third of the producing songwriting team, Stock, Aitken & Waterman, is 68.
Matt Aitken and I were the musicians, and I particularly was the writer, because that was my love.
Actress Daryl Hannah turns 59. You can see Daryl in Splash, Roxanne, and Steel Magnolias.
When something like this happens, I pray very hard to make heads or tails of it.
The star of the Mummy movies, Brendan Fraser, is 51.
You get a major gangster off the streets of Belfast.
And former Gold Logie winner Carrie Bickmore turns 39 today.
Hey, what do I know? Not a lot.
Finally, British comedian Mel Smith was also born on this day, famous for his time on Not the 9 O'Clock News and the skit comedy show Alas Smith and Jones. He died aged 60 in 2013.
Want to wrap up warm?
Plenty of woolies.
You can't be too careful.
Some of the things we're remembering on December 3rd.